This is Florida State Headlines. I'm Matt Rausch, sitting in for Tom Block. At first glance, Michael Blaber's laboratory in the Florida State University College of Medicine is about what you'd expect. Beakers and cultures line the long lab desks, journals stacked upon journals log the many tests as strange contraptions labeled with words like centrifuge hum with an undeterminable but surely important function. You know, your typical lab, if there is such a thing. But this biomedical science professor's workshop is anything but ordinary. In fact, according to a new ranking, it's extraordinary.
Here what we have is the computer workstation where we are solving the structure of the proteins.
Blaber is a structural biologist studying human proteins.
The structure of the protein is what determines its function. In principle, if you can change the structure of the protein, you can change its function. We can move atoms around and change the structure and ask how do those changes change the function of the protein. So it really is protein engineering or molecular engineering of proteins.
And it's Blaber and his team's study and engineering of proteins that led the Ion Channel Media Group to label him one of the most influential scientists in the field of structural biology. A media and publishing group, Ion controls a multitude of internet portals geared toward scientists. The rankings are based on the number of citations and downloads of his work from online databases like the Protein Databank.
This is a heart. It's a beating heart of a patient.
Michael Blaber sits down at his computer to show us one of his many and possibly most important contributions. He pulls up a time-lapse x-ray of a human heart, pointing out where a problem in a main artery has restricted blood flow.
So this patient is a no-option heart patient. They have a two-year life expectancy and they're sent home.
Then he points out something interesting, a distinct web of blood vessels near the base of the heart.
You can see there's a brand new capillary bed right here. It looks like a blush.
Blaber recently received a patent on the first of his lab's successful mutant proteins, a protein that may soon provide treatment for heart patients who would not benefit from bypass surgery or an angioplasty procedure.
This is caused by the injection of the growth factor. In response, the body grew new blood vessels from adjacent arteries into it. So this region of the heart now has blood flowing into it where previously it was blocked. This is the human therapeutic approach called pro-angiogenic therapy. And again, it utilizes the protein that we're studying. And we are trying to develop second generation engineered forms that have better properties for this application.
Influential work? I'll let you be the judge, but considering the more than 100 other studies of proteins he's published in scientific databases, Michael Blaber's lab doesn't look so typical anymore. This is Florida State Headlines. I'm Matt Rausch. Florida State Headlines is a service of the Florida State University Communications Group. For all your Florida State news, log on to fsu.com.
Florida State Headlines is made possible in part by visittallahassee.com and the Tallahassee Convention and Visitors Bureau.